Hey, Marifam, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 7 of Rare Style Podcasts. In this episode, we're going to deep dive into some hobbies and traveling. You know, traveling around the globe, traveling around the world, or maybe traveling locally. And to do that, in this episode, I've got Kimora. Kimora, how are you doing? And how are you doing with Rare Style Podcasts today?
I'm good. Thanks.
Nice. Are you ready for the first question? Okay, so since we are talking about hobbies, first I'm going to ask you some hobby-related questions. And what do you normally do when you're not at home, hobby-wise? What do you enjoy doing?
I guess tennis.
Tennis, okay. What do you enjoy about tennis?
I just enjoy being able to hit a ball and compete with other people.
Do you enjoy hitting tennis balls with rackets and in over the fence? Nice.
Yeah.
Ambition. We love the strive, I guess. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is there anything else you enjoy?
Gymnastics, I guess.
Do you see yourself good with gymnastics?
Yeah, I've been doing gymnastics for like 6 years.
Nice. Okay, so flexible gal. What is your favorite thing to do?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, that's really hard because there's like loads of things you would do.
But yeah.
Like, you can never really choose a favorite because like it's not really something you would ever really think about. What's my favorite hobby? It's a bit odd. Maybe what about your top three?
What did you say?
What are your top three favorites then?
Swimming.
Okay.
Valley. Tennis, yeah.
Swimming, basketball, and tennis.
Swimming, gymnastics, and
tennis. Swimming, gymnastics, and tennis. Okay, so when did you get into swimming?
Like, what? 2 years ago?
Okay. So I remember, right? Swimming in primary school, generally. I was always a mess. Did you do swimming in primary school?
Yeah.
Was it year 4 that you did that?
Yeah, it was year 4.
Did you do it twice or just once? Like in one time in your group? Because I did year 4 and year 6.
I only did it once.
Lol. I get to do it twice. But swimming, in primary school, it was fun, but it was a bit odd.
We were only allowed to wear goggles if we had a medical problem.
Yeah, that's what they only allowed if you had like a medical reason. I don't know why, but maybe there's a reason.
For real.
So why did you start swimming?
Well, I did start it in like year 4, obviously, and I don't know, like really fun. It was like a fun thing to do, so I just kept on doing it. It's a really fun activity.
Nice. So, did school lead you into the world of swimming?
Yeah, if the school had never taken up swimming, then I would never would have done it.
Oh, so you still do swimming till this day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So when did you start gymnastics?
When I was in, I think, around year 2.
Alright. Did anything particular bring you to gymnastics, or was it something you chose to do?
Okay, so I had this old friend called Susanna, and she was really good at gymnastics, and I asked her to teach me, and yeah, she taught me a lot, and it was like
Nice. And lastly, tennis. When? Why? No, when did you start tennis?
Hello?
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, boom. Never mind. I've sorted it. When did you start tennis?
Just another topic I started in school. We were doing tennis in like school and I got really interested in it. And my dad also liked tennis, so I also grew to like it.
Whoa. Like father, like daughter. Okay, next question. Okay, so instead of what you do when you get home, what do you do when you're just bored? You're in your house, there's literally nothing to do. What do you do when you are bored?
When I'm bored? I either probably, the thing I do the most is draw. I draw a lot when I'm bored.
Oh, so you like draw?
Yeah.
Would you say that one of your hobbies?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think you're a good drawer?
I'm alright, I think.
Good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like art in school?
Yeah, I really enjoy art.
In school?
Yeah.
It's the complete opposite for me. I despise art with passion. I had art today, right? It was pain. It was struggle. Art is a mess. Bad. Because I feel like they expect too much in art. They expect you to do too much. I'm not Vincent Van Gogh. I'm not Leonardo da Vinci. Please, don't expect this much. So, like, of course, it'll try to make you feel bad when you do something. When you're drawing, they're just generally bad because they're not an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, allow me to be my non-artistic self. Because it's not that you don't want to be artistic, it's just that you generally can't draw to save your life. So, you know. But, story for another day. Check out subjects working for that one. Okay, so if you could buy something to change, that's waffle. I have Marvin as my co-writer, and he wrote this question. That's confusing me.
Okay,
never mind. We'll skip that question. Do you like to watch a series or a particular TV show?
Yes, I do.
Which ones?
The series I like right now is A Girl From Nowhere.
Okay. Is that the only one you're watching right now?
Another one I really like. But it's a really good one. It's another K-drama. But yeah.
Wait, what's it called? The K-drama? Come on.
Yeah.
What's that K-drama called?
What K-drama? Oh, the one I... Oh, yeah, I remember what it's called. It's called The Rooftop Prince.
Okay, cool. There's this other K-drama on Netflix that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, what are they like on Netflix or like TV shows?
Yeah, they're on Netflix.
Okay, so what brought you to them shows? Boredom?
Recommendations from friends?
Nice. So how long do you usually spend watching TV or being on your phone?
If I take, like, if I say, like, on a weekend instead of school, probably around 12 hours.
12 hours on phone or Netflix?
Maybe more. on Netflix, probably just like, it depends what I'm watching. If I'm watching a movie, then I'll just watch the like 1 to 2 hour movie and then leave. If I'm watching a series, then it could be longer.
Because like me, I know I'm not really that type of Netflix person. I don't really watch a Netflix. I watch it maybe sometimes, yeah. But I'm not really the movie / TV show person. I used to be. Well, not really much of a movie, but more TV show. Now yeah. What I do is I camp on my phone from day to night. So that basically means that my screen time is off the roof. Currently, my screen time for this week is 8 hours and 12 minutes, and the week just started.
Oh.
The week just started. Today I spent 3 hours and 31 minutes on my phone, and I've been in school too. So,
what?
Yeah, I spent 1 hour and 20 minutes on TikTok.
1 hour?
Yeah, and 20 minutes on and that's only today. This week that just started, I've spent 2 hours and 45 minutes on Snapchat. 2 hours 22 minutes on TikTok. I spend a lot of my life on my phone because it's just general boredom. If I have the opportunity or the opportunity to maybe go outside somewhere or go out and do something, maybe go out with my friends, maybe go watch a McDonald's outside, I will go and do it. My screen time would probably be 2 hours less than it already is now. Maybe 3 hours less. Or maybe do something more interesting, because this all links to hobbies. Hobbies could be things that save you from boredom or things that you find interesting. And stuff like that. I don't really think being on my phone is much of a hobby. But food eating can be a hobby. So, you know, that's a hobby of mine, I guess. ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
Hobby of mine. ASMR is coming on YouTube in August, you know. Just saying. But, the videos, they're coming out. They're not just gonna be for the Snapchat. They're gonna be for the YouTubes. So, you know. August, every single day for 31 days. Yeah, it's 31 days in August, right? Yeah, it's coming out daily. That's the hint.
Wow.
Yep, they're coming out. All of them.
I'm planning to watch that.
Even from the KFC to the most recent one that I did, potato skin. No, was it ribs? No, potato skin. Yeah. Yeah, I did potato skin. No, because I did a ribs. Potato skin. No, the potato ribs, then potato skin, I think. Yeah, I even did potato skin. I'm munching on the skin of potatoes. I was eating potatoes. So I decided to peel my potatoes. So, I didn't really peel it. I was just eating it. But there was a bunch of potato skin like that I could just chew on. So I chewed on potato skin. But, you know, that's coming out, like, I think August 21st, August 20th.
What?
August 19th. Because I have it all scheduled, yes. I have it all scheduled.
August is ages away. What do you mean you have scheduled?
I have them all scheduled on YouTube to come out 12 a.m. For example, let me show you. ASMR episode 21 is going to be potato skin, which is coming out 21st of August. Ribs coming out 20th. Potato 19th of August. 18th cake. 17th, Fredo with part 2 with Baron. 16th, part 1 with Baron. No, I've got it all done. I've got it all here. I've got it here.
Wow.
You know, we're organized. Organize, as they say in France. So, you know. I don't think ASMR is much of a hobby, but, you know, we roll. We move on with life. Okay, so. Do you think, what is your opinion on the phrase, a hobby is not an addiction? So people believe sometimes that hobbies are addictions. What do you think of the people who say that?
Oh, I mean, sometimes, like, you could be, like, you could be, you could, like, do it too much, and it could lead to an addiction. Like, let's say you could enjoy, give me a random hobby.
Maybe gaming.
Yeah, okay, gaming. You could enjoy gaming so much, and do it a lot, and then slowly it'll become an addiction. Like, you'll come home, you just game all day. And
exactly, you'll be playing Fortnite with your friends.
You'd ruin your mental health doing that. So yeah, sometimes it can become an addiction, but you can always stop it before it becomes one.
Yeah, because you need to be self-aware, you know, because not everyone's going to have to tell you everything for you, you know. Take your time, take breaks, you know, you're going to get addicted. No one has to tell you that. You should know that for yourself. You have to be self-aware of what you do. No one's going to have to be with you every 24/7, every 52 weeks of the year. No. You have to sort yourself out.
Yeah.
No, you have to sort yourself out. But maybe the circumstances are different, and maybe you find it harder to stop, and that's fine. But yeah, I do agree with what you're saying. Okay, so staying on the addiction topic, how strong do you think addiction can be?
Addiction can really go far.
How far can it go?
I don't know what context to put it in. So you could, let me give one of your favorite hobbies. Eating eating could become a really bad addiction.
Honorable mention.
You could ruin your mental and physical health from eating, and most addictions can lead to terrible fates. So yeah, they can really go far. So that's why you really have to control yourself and be aware of how much of the thing that you're doing to make sure that you don't, like, stress yourself or do anything to your body that will make things like that.
Yeah. For example, you know, eating can cause disorders, you know, it can cause eating disorders, whether that's eating too much or eating not enough. Me, I don't have any eating disorder. I just really enjoy food. And I do eat a lot of it, but I just generally enjoy food. So, of course, you know, don't self-diagnose yourself. But, or sometimes you can if you don't have the money to get diagnosed. That's fine. But, you know. Okay, so, you know how I told you Marvin is my co-writer? So, he also writes sometimes the questions.
Yeah.
Marvin, put in brackets, firm answer. So this is Marvin's answer to it. He said, I think you have to do your thing, which you're supposed to do, like homework or revision. Then when you finish, I just spend my time doing good stuff. So, you know, I guess I understand what you're saying, where you prioritize maybe work you're set to do, or work you have to do, or work that if you don't do, there will be consequence or punishment. I feel like you need to prioritize them things first, because when you completed them, there's really nothing. So, you know, get done the easy stuff, then you can move on to the things that don't really matter, or things you find as personal enjoyment. Like, if you have RE homework that takes maybe 2 minutes, it's a quick Google form, that won't take long. It takes 2 minutes. 2 minutes away from your life. That's 120 seconds. It doesn't take two. Okay, so next question is, what thing do you do now that you never thought you were going to do?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like, was there anything before that you're like, I'm never really going to do that when I'm older? Or ever? And then now you see yourself doing it, or watching it, or acting in that way or manner. Just something you thought you would never act upon or do.
I never really thought I would like drama or acting or anything like that. But now it's become also like another hobby. Like acting and drama and stuff like that. But like about it, like when I was like a little bit younger, I probably would have felt like, yeah.
Well, that's good because, you know, I'm like an active dude. Like I have like an agency, you know. And I did do an actual podcast episode with someone else, you know, Ashley.
Yeah.
Season 1, episode 5, I did an episode called Acting, Drama, and Love Your Mama. And basically, we talk about basically acting and drama. So, you know, those are the, for the people who like acting and the drama and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is this hobby that you've chose that you never thought you were going to do, acting, something to do with what you want to be when you grow up?
Yes, it is.
So,
yeah.
Do you want to be an actor when you're older, or an actress?
I feel like it would be fun to become an actor or an actress when I'm older. I just don't know how I would be able to handle it because I'm not quite a serious person. I literally laugh at everything.
It'd be a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's what the personality of an actor. It doesn't have to be like that, but it usually adds excitement to something. Because if you're watching something and they've got a dull, boring character, that's boring. People
yeah.
want someone who's funny, can laugh, has humor. Someone who's not dry, boring, act like, oh, they want to throw themselves out a window. You know? And,
yeah.
No. So, that's what I feel. But yeah, acting is amazing. I've always wanted to be an actor too. I've enjoyed acting. You know, Nickelodeon's put my head in circles and tornadoes, but it was amazing. Still amazing, you know? Acting is something, my hobby, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually used my hobby to try to turn it into a job. As I said, I've joined an acting agency.
Yeah.
Like, in an agency. So, acting isn't something that's just my hobby, but I've turned my hobby into maybe a career or something that I enjoy doing for myself. Like,
yeah.
If you were to ask anyone in my class, who does the most in drama? Who tries the most in art? They'll probably say me. Like, I'll do the most in drama. I'll be doing the most. But, dude, like, when I'm reading Terry Dumpster from the class, I'll still be doing the most.
My God.
I'll be like, Sammy! Wait, no, Terry! Don't leave! But that's only a joke, but, yeah. I'll still be doing the most. But yeah, linking to careers and hobbies. Some
yeah.
people say, usually Karens or maybe the older generation that don't believe in such thing. But do you think that hobbies can turn into careers?
Yeah.
Why yeah. so?
I mean, think about it. If one of your hobbies is drawing, or let's say one of your hobbies is like acting, as we were just on the topic of, you can become an actor or an actress when you're older, and you can become a painter when you're older, and both of those are really good careers.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, some of your hobbies can like careers, because even if you're a gamer, like you could start a YouTube channel or maybe even like something on TikTok and start
yeah come on
yes
cause like you know what people say, that they don't believe that hobbies can turn into jobs.
Yeah.
They are the same people who are like, when you're older, be a lawyer, be a doctor,
yeah.
be a politician. But if you think about it, how can being a doctor start off a hobby? How are you gonna walk up to me and say, "What's your hobby?" Oh, my hobby's a doctor. My hobby's being a doctor.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But maybe when you're younger, oh, my hobby's painting. My hobby's acting. You can. Yeah. Those are actual hobbies, and those are actual jobs at the same time. Being a doctor, a lawyer, a politician, those are just jobs. They're not hobbies.
Yeah, because, like, the only thing I guess you can, like, kind of relate to being a doctor is probably just being able to put a plaster on or disinfect your wound. That's probably what they say is a hobby.
Yeah, because I feel like if you think of hobby is more of a fun thing. That's mm-hmm. what makes more of a fun job. And that is why maybe the older generation, they don't really see it as a job because it's fun. It's not old.
They feel, I not, feel like yeah. the older generation, they think that if you're going to do something, it's supposed to be fun, or it's not supposed to start out as fun. It's just supposed yeah. to be like straight, like hard work, and it's supposed to be like tough and difficult.
They expect it to be all traditional, like we're in army camp. No.
Yeah. yeah.
That's why more of the harder jobs, maybe like a doctor or like those are only jobs, not hobbies, because no one really sees being a doctor as like maybe a fun thing, but it is maybe something you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it's something you want to do doesn't mean it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to maybe, I don't know, random thing. Maybe if I wanted to eat. Eating is not really fun. Like, I'm generally starving.
Yeah.
I'm just generally starving. I've not eaten in the past 7 hours. Like, it's not something that's fun, but it may be something you want to do. That's how maybe being a doctor is. That's why it's not a hobby. It's not really fun.
I mean, but if you're a doctor, just, like, think about it. Like, if you're a doctor, you're going to have patients, for starters. And yes. those patients are obviously not in, like, the hospital, so they can just have fun. There's obviously something wrong with them. And you're gonna the way while being a doctor and also other jobs. So not every job that you have is just gonna be fun, but you just could wanna do it.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so are you or your friends or family involved in your hobby of drama acting?
Friends or family? I don't really link, like, none of my parents or like friends really have the same hobbies as me. Oh, but
not your dad with tennis.
Oh wait. So I have my dad, he likes tennis. My mom, she likes to draw. Another one of my friends also like drawing. Yeah, that's pretty much all I know.
So nice. I like. Okay, so let's go over a few of the hobbies you've told me. Gymnastics. Do you think that hobby will ever end?
It could, actually, because, I mean, I don't actually do gymnastics as much as I could. Like, when I was younger, I thought, oh, yeah, I'll be doing gymnastics, like, all the time. But now that I've grown up, I don't really do gymnastics as much as I thought I would. But yeah. I could still continue it if I wasn't so lazy.
Okay. Next, swimming. Do you think that hobby will ever end?
Probably, yeah.
When do you think it will end?
Probably end in, like, 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, I can't be bothered to really jump in the water and just swim. But it's like, It's like I feel like I really want to, but then when I actually get to doing it, it's like really fun. So that one I'm probably not sure of.
Okay, tennis. Do you think that hobby will ever end?
Probably not.
Okay, why so?
Because I mean, like, I really like tennis. Like, it's not only like a fun thing to do, like it's really enjoyable and you can actually make money out of it. And yeah, I like I can do it at any age as well. Like, you don't have to necessarily be like a certain age where you just have to stop, unless you're like really old or even on the age of death or something. Like, yeah, then maybe
you've got surgery or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you have something, then that's probably when you have to stop.
When do you think drawing will end, that hobby?
Well, that probably won't end, because I draw when I'm bored. And I'm bored almost all the time. Like, even though I'm occupied by my I do draw a lot, which means I'm pretty bored, like, most all the time. I think it's probably even when I grow up.
Yeah. What about lastly acting? Do you think that will ever end?
I don't know. Like tennis again. You could actually act either way. Like, acting is, it's always been like a really fun thing, and I just love it too much. Like, I feel like I love it too much to let it go. I don't think I'm able to let it go.
So some of the hobbies that you've mentioned, well, basically every single hobby you just mentioned, I know it's something. You can make money out of every single hobby you just mentioned. So that just proves one of the points of today, that hobbies different careers. For example, tennis, you can become a professional tennis player. Gymnastics, you can become a gymnast or an athlete. Swimming, you can become a professional swimmer. Drawing, you become an artist. And acting, you become an actress or an actor. So all the things you've mentioned, or maybe just all the hobbies you mentioned, they can always become a career path.
Yeah.
And that is basically what is, that's basically the educational side to today. You know, I'm being education. So even though you may feel like, oh, I don't know what to do anymore, I don't know what to choose for my GCSEs, you don't have to know yet, but maybe you can base maybe one of the hobbies you have now to maybe have a clearer picture for later. Maybe if you like football, choose PE. Also choose biology, because biology is how your body is. So, because when you do PE as a GCSE, you also have to do a little bit of biology, because that's how, you know, muscles and stuff work. Maybe if you like gaming, can you choose ICT? That's computing. If you ever want to make your own game. If you wanted to do acting, choose drama. Drawing, choose art. There's a lot that you could ever choose. And if you want to maybe do something with lawyer, you can choose business. There's a lot you can do for GCSE, which is nice. Even though you don't really know now, that's fine. You could always know later.
I mean, you don't really have to know now either. I mean, we still have like 5 years to choose, but it's always good to at least have an idea of what you might want to be.
Yeah, because, you know, on that day, you get your GCSE paper, no, the paper where it gives you different options of things you can choose for a GCSE. And you do not know, you're just there thinking. It'll be hard. That's why maybe you have a little bit of an idea now, and then let the idea grow on. Maybe that idea could change on the way. That's fine. You know, you just get past that. So, next, Do you think you'll ever start another hobby?
Yes. I probably will be able to start another one.
If so, what type of hobby? What do you think the hobby is? What are you going into?
Probably drawing.
Drawing?
Gaming.
Memeing?
Gaming.
Oh, gaming. Okay, well, let's go.
I mean, I really like playing games. Like, I would probably be able to sit on my phone for hours playing some random game that I'm probably going to lose at anyways. But I mean, like, the thrill and the energy I get from even coming to winning or getting well makes me feel really happy.
Nice, and that's another hobby that you mentioned that can also get you money. So I think gaming is really good. Gaming is one of my hobbies. I enjoy gaming. What type of games do you play?
I used to have a PlayStation, but it kind of broke, so I need a new one. But I used to play what's that game called? Valorant. I used to play Valorant.
Ooh, Valorant. Yeah. I know that one.
Yeah.
Did you play it?
No.
What did you play?
Wait.
I don't know if Valorant's on PlayStation.
I don't remember. Wait.
I'm not sure if Valorant's on PlayStation. I'm sure.
Wait, oh yeah, no. I played it on my old laptop. Jesus. And then on my old PlayStation. it's like GTA. Apologies.
Okay. Pretty nice. Do you have a hobby which is something to do with being outside?
I don't know. Unless you count.
I guess tennis counts.
I'm not really sure.
Well, tennis is because tennis you can really play it anywhere. But you can also do football anywhere. So. You can do running anywhere. But generally, I feel like tennis is more of an outside sport than like an inside. Actually, it depends. If it's like the table, that's inside.
Yeah.
Black pink. But the like with nets in the middle and you're doing it over, that's more inside. Because you can really do anything inside. Anything outside you can do. You can do it inside. All you have to do is put walls around on the roof. And you're good.
Yeah.
Like even running, even swimming, all that inside.
Yeah.
You can really do anything inside. Okay. Let's move on to the next question. The next question is... do you think being on social media is a hobby? What'd you say?
Probably? I'm not really sure.
I feel like there could be certain aspects that could be like hobby. Like, for example, a blogger.
Yeah.
If you're someone who blogs.
That could be social media.
And that could be a hobby.
Or if you're an influencer or something.
Yeah, I guess that could be a hobby. And still, all of these hobbies that I've mentioned, they're all job worthy. So, hobbies kind of jobs. I guess there are certain things that, you know, social media related, that are social media related, could be a hobby. But if you think of it as in like just being on your phone, scrolling on social media. No, that's not a hobby, mate.
No.
I'm sorry, that's not a hobby, mate. It may be fun, it may be enjoyable, it may be life draining, but nah, it's not a hobby, mate. So I guess there's that. Okay. Heading on to the few, like about 15 minutes left, 20 minutes left of this episode. Mm-hmm. So we're going a bit quick. There's like a few questions left. Not too much. We're a bit over halfway, I think. We're just halfway through the questions. Probably over halfway then. Because we've answered a lot of questions. I think we've had progress. We've done well. Okay, next question is, if you had to change anything about your hobby, what would it be? So, what would you change about drawing?
Probably my style of drawing. I can always
change. So what's your style?
My style could change to, like, I could maybe try and go on to realistic drawing.
What would you change about acting?
Acting. Probably adding more into things I do. So, like, maybe acting a bit more drama strategies or something.
Okay, that's agreeable. What would you change about swimming?
Probably being able to open my eyes underwater.
Nemo. you can become Dory.
What's
the story about? I don't remember that song. What's the story about Maury? I don't know what the story about Maury is. What would you change about tennis?
Probably my technique of hitting the ball.
Do you think you're good?
I think I'm all right, but I can always use, like, I obviously need
improvement. Okay. Thank you. Lastly, what do you think you can change with gymnastics?
I could probably improve my landing. Yeah, okay.
Your landing? Okay. Pretty good, pretty good. So what gymnastics moves can you do?
I can do, like, the basics, like a forwards roll, a backwards roll, and then cartwheels, that I can do roundhouse, I can do a front handspring, a back handspring. But I need to learn how to do a... Probably learn how to do that.
Okay, I guess you know your stuff, you know your terminology, you have goals, you have objectives. You seem like you're doing pretty well with your gymnastics. So let's head on to the next question. The next question is, do you have any hobbies that are related with school?
Art, I guess.
Okay. We'll head on a little bit. We'll head on to the next session because, you know, it's like 45 minutes.
And yeah.
I've not even done the travel question yet. But those will probably be quick. Those will probably go through quickly. Next question is, would you see yourself doing... Actually, I basically asked the question of that. What other hobbies have you had in the past?
I used to like running and basketball. I hate them
now. You hate them both now?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, running and losing so much energy doing that. I feel like I have to have a cup of water every single time. I feel like I'm literally myself every time I run. I don't know. Basketball is just so boring. I'd rather do things
about it. Okay. But when you were younger, what brought you to basketball?
I guess seeing like the boys play basketball every single time kind of got me into basketball. I mean, they also got me into football.
Ooh.
But mostly basketball. So yeah.
Okay, so which one do you think is better, football or basketball?
Football. Definitely football.
Yes. Well done. You've done something correct. Okay, so actually, what brought you to football?
I had like a lot of friends who recommended me doing like a bit of football, and we had like a really big like playground at primary school, so I used to like kick a few balls. And it was really, it was quite fun. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Lastly, what brought you to running, like, track and stuff?
I mean, we had like these two really fast kids. So we had like a girl that was really fast and like a boy that was really fast. And I got inspired from them, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm gonna wanna run. Like, it's gonna be so fun. And I used to actually enjoy it. But yeah.
You look fast.
I'm fast. Pretty decent, I think.
Are you doing the girls' athletics and stuff?
No way.
That's very hard. It's like 800 meters. Oof.
Yeah.
I did 800 meters twice. It was a struggle. But, you know, 800 meters plus 800 meters is 1,600 meters. That is pain. Pain.
I never. Yeah, you're just a different breed, I think.
I don't know how some people can do it because it's pain. It's problem, issue, it's struggle. It's all of it. Okay, next question is, what is your favorite part about drawing?
The fact that I just like making new things and hiring my level of drawing. So let's say if I draw an eye this way, and then if I draw it better the next day, it will make me feel proud that I can draw something good, I guess.
Yes, improvements. So what is your favorite thing about swimming?
That if I go into the water, like, let's say if I go to the beach or something, I know I won't drown because I know how to swim.
Oh, that's a good one. What's your favorite thing about tennis?
Favorite thing about tennis. I guess the competition.
Okay.
Seeing if I'm
What's your favorite thing about acting?
Just acting in general. Acting in general is really fun.
True. It's very, very enjoyable. Because it's not really something that's negative. I don't know how loads of people just see it as something bad. Acting, it's fun. It's one of the best subjects you could ever really get in school.
I mean, like, you don't... Even if you do it for GCSE, like, you won't really wrap up that. You'll do more acting than writing.
Yeah. And even if you're acting, it's not like you're... I mean, even if you're writing, it's not like you're writing anything hard. You're just writing about acting. And yeah. Acting, it's not really seem like a thing that's hard to write about. So, you know, you pretending you're someone. A lot of people are fake nowadays, so they should be good at that.
They should be good at that. They should
Choose drama GCSE, I suggest it. Yeah. Maybe getting in drama GCSE. Next question is... what's your favorite thing about gymnastics?
Probably just being able to do it and being able to wow myself by doing the moves that I never thought I'd be able to do.
True, and flexing it. Like if we were doing talent show, you whip out with the double split, front back spring roll, chicken roll, spring roll, egg roll, roll, roly poly, forward back roll, all of that. you know the words. Them.
Yeah.
those ones. You're able to tell everyone you can do those.
Yeah, that's fun.
It feels like a flex. Like, you got your legs split in half and someone's just standing with their legs put together like scissors. Asking, how do I do that? Next question is... Oh, wait, I basically already asked the question, but the question was, do you think a hobby can be turned into a career and how? Well, I guess we spent a lot of this episode talking about how it can be turned into a career or how hobbies can be turned into a career, so I don't really think you have to answer that. We've basically already answered it. And, okay... now let's head on to traveling. Kamar.
Yes.
Do you enjoy to travel and why?
I haven't really been to like a lot of places, but when I do go places, I find it really fun because it's not like this boring place that I've seen for like the past 8 years. And being able to go places that I haven't been before is really cool.
Yeah.
Going back to anything.
Okay. Have you ever been on a plane before?
Nope.
Oof. You're lucky. Are you planning to be on a plane soon or go somewhere?
I want to go on a plane.
You want to go on a plane? Well, the last time I went on a plane was... 15th of April. Yeah. That was pretty recently. Because I'm currently recording on the 24th of May for this episode.
Yeah.
So, you know. Planes, I've been on like planes a lot of times. I've been on planes like maybe 20 times, 25 times. I've been on a lot of planes. I've been to a lot of places. I've been back and forth. You know,
businessman, always traveling.
Like, oof, I've been to places. Last place I went, you know, was Greece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you saw me posting all of my pictures from Greece.
You should have taken me, but like, yeah.
Could have packed you in my suitcase, but chose not to, so you could stay and starve in Manchester, or stay and starve in London, or stay and starve in Scotland, wow. Or Wales, or Northern Ooh. Ireland, Birmingham. Next question is, what is your most preferable travel option? Maybe if you were to not maybe travel to a different country, but if you were to travel maybe somewhere, what's your favorite type of travel option? Tram, car, train, boat? What type of thing? What's your most favorite? What's your most preferred?
Probably cars.
Why?
I mean, like, especially, like, if it's my own car, then, I mean, I can pretty much do what I want while we just wait to get there.
Yeah.
And it's better. I feel like it's better. Definitely way better than taking, like, public transport.
Yeah, I agree. I'd rather take my car because it's 9 a.m. in the morning. I don't want to see a 63-year-old man that is here coughing up like he has fleas in his throat. It's 9 a.m. in the morning and I'm trying to get to school or I'm trying to get to work or I'm trying to get to wherever I'm trying to get to and I'm just hearing this. These public places. Like, why? Please, no. Close your mouth, put your earphones back in, and scroll back through your Facebook feed. I'm not trying to hear your entire story through your phone. Put your earphones on. Put your earphones on. So, yeah. car is better. I enjoy it. Okay, so what's the worst place? No, what places have you been to and would like to share your experience?
I remember going, where was it? Yeah, I went to Blackpool. It was the best time I've had in my life.
So what happened in Blackpool?
I went out with like my family and we had like a bunch of rides, but like I couldn't go on too many because I was short. So.
That's funny. I mean, how old were you when this all happened?
Like 7, I think. 7?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, I was just a bit short, like.
Yeah, you was a bit short. Yeah. well, at least you grew taller. You'll probably be able to get some more rides, right?
Yeah.
Well done to you, I guess. Well done. Okay. Yeah, your Blackpool experience.
Mm. Wow. Oh, my Blackpool. It was good. I liked it then.
Nice. Did you go to Blackpool Pleasure Beach?
Yeah.
Nice. I saw you there.
It was raining on that day, so it was. Yeah.
Was it like a day trip?
Yeah. It was a day trip. I wish I could have stayed. I asked my mom, but she said no. She was like, he's got that type of money, so, yeah.
Well, we're most likely to be going, you know, to Blackpool again in June. I think it's June or July. I don't know what it is, but it's probably July or June. Or July. Yeah. I don't know.
Might be.
I don't know when it is, but we're going. Well, I have to pay tomorrow because, you know, I have to pay £10. Well, my mom said she'd pay, so you know. Okay, next question. How do you think COVID-19 has affected travel?
It's definitely affected travel a lot. Like in most places except for China, COVID probably isn't as bad as it was like in 2020, but while it was there, it definitely did affect travel a lot. Like you couldn't really go anywhere. Like you could only go out like if it was like really important, so people weren't really allowed to travel anymore, and if you were in a country you probably had to just stay there until COVID was like, you know, a bit more active.
Yeah. Correct. The COVID, it's changed a lot, really. It's done its bits, it's done its parts, it's overdone its parts, to be honest. You know, with masks, transport, traffic. People trying to rush to shops because they think, you know, lockdowns and stuff.
Yeah.
It's been a lot. Well, I guess COVID-19, it's also a kind of also benefited with travel, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think it's called inflation. Mm-hmm. And also with like climate change. Mm-hmm. People are in lockdown. People are quarantined. People are home. So there aren't as many cars going everywhere. So, you know, yeah. Less fuel, less
pollution. There was probably less pollution
I saw like a news report article and it was talking about how COVID-19 has kind of helped. It's helped ecologically, but like generally for us it's not really helped, but like to the world it's helped. Mm-hmm. Planet's helped, but us as humans it's not really helped much. But you know, we've lost people, people going to hospital, people being coughing all over the place. It's been a mess. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, COVID-19 is one of them things that, because like other things, like maybe the Black Death or the Plague, they lasted maybe 4 years, 6 years. So, but for COVID, it's only be like 2 years. Because like right now, COVID is not really as serious as it was. So, because every single plague or flu, they're still around today. The Plague is still out today. The Spanish Flu is still out today. The Black Death is still out today. You can still get it.
You can still catch all them things, but there's probably like cures for them now.
Yeah, like the chance is very low.
Yeah.
And over time, it's not as bad because, you know, as humans, we adapt. Because, like, things with, like, you know, like, the pneumonic plague or the bubonic plague, they're still around, but you know, over time, those are like 4 years, no, not 4 years, go 500, no, more than 500 years ago, maybe like 800, 900 years ago, like ages ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, next question is, what places would you like to visit internationally? So, out of your own country.
Oh. A country, I'm not sure. Probably somewhere, I probably want to go to Korea.
Oh, North and South. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you want to go to South Korea?
I really like K-drama and K-pop. So I feel like it would be cool if I could maybe know a little bit more about the culture.
That's really cool. Okay. That is really, really, really cool. Next question is, okay, if you could live in any continent, which, so you know, the continents, you should know them, right? You know them. You do know all 7 continents?
Yeah.
Okay, so out of all the continents, which one would you like to live in?
Probably either out of probably either North America, Africa, or Asia.
Okay. That's cool, that's cool. Why Africa?
I mean, like, I'm Black, and, you know, Africa, I have the Zimbabwe's in Africa, and that's where I'm from, so I would like to go there and live there.
Nice. Why Asia?
I feel like it's a nice place. Obviously, there's flaws in every country, so it's obviously not going to be all beautiful.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like one of the most places I've really wanted to go to for like a really long time.
Did you know I've actually been to South Korea before?
What?
I've been to South Korea before.
So.
Yeah, I have in 2011. but I don't really remember it because I was a baby. So, but in 2011, I went to South Korea.
Wow.
And my dad can speak Korean, and my brother can speak a little bit of Korean.
What?
Yeah. My dad's not Korean though, he can just, because he lived in Korea.
Yeah.
So he can speak Korean. And my brother's learning Korean, so he can also speak Korean a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Korean.
Really, I don't even know if that's true or not.
It is true. I promise it's true. That's why. It's true.
That you can speak Cantonese.
No, because the Cantonese one, that was a joke. I cannot speak Cantonese. But my brother and my dad, my brother can't really speak Korean. It's like just a language he's learning. He can speak a bit of Korean, though, but my dad can actually speak Korean.
That's
peculiar. I don't remember any, but I might be going to South Korea maybe again next few years, maybe. 3 years, 2 years, maybe even next year, maybe even this year. And I'll tell you how South Korea goes. Next, if you could live in any country. No, wait. Hold on. Let's go back. North America. Why North America? Because you said continent, North America.
Yeah. I mean, I wanna go to Canada.
Ew, why Canada? What's Canada bringing to you?
Cold in Canada. And like after living in the UK, like it's cold almost all the time. And like when it's hot, it's too hot. But like in Canada, like I just wanna like I wanna see it snow. I want like half of my foot to be inside the snow, but like in the UK. It'll like snow a little bit and you'll barely be able to pick anything up and it'll just melt.
So sad. It's pain. It's a struggle. Okay, so we're we're just over an hour, 7 minutes. Over an hour. It's 1 hour and 7 minutes so far. But we've got like about five questions left. Let me check. No, we've got like 2 questions left.
Oh, okay.
Wait. No, 3. Like about 3 or 2 questions left, anyways. Okay, so if you could live in. So you said you want to visit South Korea. And then live in continent wise, you said 3 different options. But if you're to actually live in this particular country, which country would it be?
I would probably still go for Canada. But then again, the UK isn't really that bad. The only reason why I would probably stay in the UK is because free healthcare. I don't really know if you get free healthcare in Canada.
No, I don't think you do.
I don't think you do. Like, you have to, like, when you're in the, when you're over there, you have to pay, like, thousands, absolute thousands.
Like, to give birth, it's like thousands of dollars.
Races?
No, to give birth.
Oh, what? Like,
I'm just wondering.
You have to pay to give birth.
I think. Because, like, just picture it, right? You're pregnant. You need to give birth. You don't have money. What are they going to do? what can they do about that? Like, you've got the money.
Like, you're literally about to give birth, and they're saying that you have to pay. Pay for what?
Exactly. Let me Google it. Do you have to pay for child birth in America? Because if you do, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, to give birth, it costs $32,000.
Excuse me?
And 93 to give birth in America. Adult.
$32,000.
And for C-sections, it's $5,000, $100,000 to $15,000. Wow.
What if I don't have £32,000? What if I don't have $32,000, huh? What's gonna happen?
Exactly. What are you gonna do? Put the baby back in, or
I just take forever,
or give the baby and put them for adoption. Oh, what goes on? Like, are they not yours anymore? Or, like, I don't know.
That's so rad. You have to be rich. You have to be rich.
Rich.
Jeez.
What are you going to get $32,000 just to push a baby? Jeez. I can imagine.
And then, what if your child turns out to be an absolute brat? You would have just wasted $32,000.
Exactly. When people say they're worthless, no, you're not. You're worth $32,000. And the cost of your livers and lungs, jeez. Their entire body could probably go for like about 30 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we could live in any megacity, which?
Megacity?
Do you want me to remind you of the megacities? This is geography. You learned this in geography.
Yeah, I remember, but like, I don't.
Same, I don't even remember them either. Okay, so New York.
Yeah.
Actually, let me just, okay, so yeah, New York. That's a place named Shang, wait, I don't know how to pronounce. Paris, Osaka, Moscow, Tianjin, Lagos, Buenos Aires, Shenzhen, Kolkata, Manila, Karachi, Istanbul, Cairo, Jakarta, Guangzhou, Dhaka, Mexico City, Sao Paulo, Tokyo, Delhi, Mumbai, Beijing, and Shanghai. Those are the big cities.
Yeah.
Do you want me to remind you of the main ones?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the main ones are New York, Paris, yeah. Moscow,
mm-hmm.
Lagos,
mm-hmm.
Which ones might you suggest? Tokyo, mm-hmm. Mexico City, Delhi, mm-hmm. Mumbai, Beijing, and yeah, those are the main ones.
Okay, probably either Paris or Tokyo.
Yeah, I thought you'd either choose Tokyo or New York.
No, Paris. Nice to go to Paris. I want to see the Eiffel Tower so bad.
Yeah, Eiffel Tower's pretty cool. Pretty cool, yo. Really? I think London's also a mega city. Yeah, London's also a mega city, I think. But I don't think anyone's gonna choose London. Okay. We're up to the last two questions. Wait, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last two questions. Wait, the last three questions, I guess, because I didn't count properly. Which restrictions/rules do you think should be in place during COVID season? So, while there was COVID going around, what restrictions do you think should be put in place to make flying safer? Or just general travel?
Restriction.
Yeah.
Or wearing any mask. Yar.
Wearing mask, yar. So quirky.
Yar.
Don't people already wear masks?
I feel like whatever they've done is already good.
True. You know, we'll stick with that. We'll go with that. Last two questions. Do you think traveling could be a personal hobby? So this is basically both of our topics in life. Do you think it can? What'd you say?
Yeah, I think it can.
Okay, how so?
I mean, like, if you really think about traveling, like, it could link to literally any job that you possibly get. Like, if you're let's say if you're gonna be a waitress,
and you might need to travel to a different country or maybe even a continent. You might need to travel to a different like place to be able to go and film.
Yeah.
And to be a doctor, like there could be a patient who needs help, but they're in a specific country and they can't travel to you, so you'll have to travel to them.
Okay. Get you. Okay. Last two questions. What do you think is the ideal amount of people to travel with? So what amount of numbers? Give me a number of people that is like the most perfect number of people to travel with.
Eight.
Eight people. Why eight people?
Like, I already consider eight as one of my lovely numbers. Eight people is just the right amount. Like, it's not too many and it's not too
many. Okay. Do you think that the number of people that you would like bring on a trip varies depending on what the trip is?
Yes.
Okay. Last question of today's segment or episode is. This is very interesting since you've not really traveled, but. Since you don't travel, maybe like on a trip, where was the last place you visited and when?
So basically, the last place I actually visited was Langdale.
That's what I was thinking. Langdale.
I actually met you in Langdale. I remember I met you for like the first time in Langdale.
I saw you in Langdale.
When you asked me, oh, did you lose your phone? I was like, yeah. And it was a depressing time in my life, yeah.
Was that the first time I spoke to you?
Yeah, it was actually.
Me asking, did you lose your phone?
Yeah.
How amazing. What an introduction. Did you lose your phone? You got a new phone, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the waters of Langdale are enjoying your phone. So that's something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That iPhone XR.
Wait, it was an iPhone XR?
XS.
XS. What do you have now?
We don't talk about that. Don't worry about that.
Okay, so. We ran through a bunch of questions today of hobbies, traveling, them type of stuff, doing educational stuff, like maybe finding out how hobbies are more than just hobbies, making those turn to career paths, things in the future, how they can benefit, and stuff like that, and the different type of hobbies you or me might have. Mainly you, because you know, I'm asking the questions. But yeah, and at the end of every podcast episode, I do have a quote. And all of these quotes are made by me.
Okay.
Poet guy. Quote. That's not a word, eh? Is quote a word?
I don't know.
No, it's not a word. Well, I'll call myself a quote. So the quote for Marissa Podcast Season 3, Episode 7 is, traveling and hobbies are good. Great, even if you spread hate, your hairline is uneven.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. It's amazing hairline. I mean, not amazing hairline, amazing quote. You know, let's repeat for the ones at the back. Okay, so the quote is, traveling and hobbies are good. Great, even if you spread hate, your hairline is uneven. Yeah,
what if you're like Mr. Brandreth and you don't have a hairline? You don't have hair.
Oh, well, if you don't have hair, then... let's put appreciation to people who don't have hair. Let's change it a little bit. This is for only the people who don't have hair. So the original quote still stands. Traveling and hobbies are good. Great even. If you spread hate, your teeth are uneven.
Oh!
Boom, I just changed it. And that was at the top of my head. Yeah.
Oh.
See? Beautiful.
That was so inspirational.
I know, right? So, how did you enjoy the episode today, Kumar?
It was really fun. Very educational.
Yes. Educational me. But, to conclude, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. It was very, very long. It's like 1 hour and 20 minutes long. About to be 21 minutes. If you guys enjoyed this podcast episode, if you did, follow the podcast. It's on those different sites, services, and channels. It's on my YouTube channel, which is on YouTube, MarcelYT. There's loads of sites. As I said, go check it out. Thank you, guys, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.